Hello, good evening.
Yes,
hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great, ma'am. My first question to you would be is, are you registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Where do you say you're calling from, ma'am?
Yes, I'm calling from Metro Research, ma'am. It's just a brief survey on issues facing the community. It's mostly topics on elections. I'll be very brief, ma'am. My first question to you is, are you registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, genderqueer, or additional, or something different?
Female.
Okay, ma'am. What would be your year of birth? Just a year, ma'am.
1957.
Perfect. Would you consider yourself to be of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Oh, okay, ma'am. What would you consider your race to be?
I'm black.
All right, great, ma'am. Moving on quickly. What would you say is your highest level of education you have completed?
Bachelor's at university.
Great, ma'am. Yes. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, ma'am, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? On a scale of about 0 to 10, ma'am, 10 means your vote has a lot of power. 0 means your vote has no power at all. From 0 to 10, how much power do you feel your vote has?
I'm not sure. Maybe a 5.
A 5? Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied. Somewhat.
Okay. I want to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale of a 0 to 10, ma'am. 10 means that you have a very favorable opinion towards them. All right, and 0 means that you have a very unfavorable opinion towards them. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, tell me as well. For example, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him?
Well, I don't know about him. I'm hearing his name. People would meet me on the street and say they want me to sign, and I would tell them, well, I don't know about him, so I can't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No problem. What about Kamala Harris?
I just know of his brother who was assassinated. Wasn't his brother who was assassinated?
Oh, okay, man. Well, what about Kamala Harris? From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate her?
The position that she holds at the valley. I'll give her a 7.
A 7, good. All right, what about Joe Biden from a 0 to a 10?
I'll give him...
I'm sorry?
It's based on the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give him a...
Mm-hmm.
I'll give him a... Let me see.
I'm sorry?
I'll give him an 8.
An 8. Okay, what about Senator Bob Casey Jr. from a 0 to a 10?
I'll give him a 7.
All right. What about Donald Trump from a 0 to a 10?
7.
Okay. What about the Democratic Party from a 0 to a 10?
I'll give them an 8.
An 8? Okay. Mm-hmm. And the Republican Party from a 0 to a 10?
Mm-hmm. Both of them are doing the same thing, so I'll give them a 6.
How much,
ma'am? A
6. A 6, no problem. All right, ma'am. Moving on quickly. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican? Joe Biden, Democrat? Third party candidate, Robert Kennedy? Or another independent third party?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Joe Joe Biden. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I'm not sure.
Would you say you lean more towards the Democratic candidate or you're leaning more towards the Republican candidate?
Well, I would have to evaluate the Democratic candidate.
Okay. I understand. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if none is right? The first one says, voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life, or my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Which comes closest to your view, the first or second statement, ma'am?
Read the first one again.
Voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Mm-hmm. Which would you think?
Maybe that one. Yeah.
Oh, the last one? The last one says my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Which comes closest to your view, ma'am? The first or second?
The first one.
The first one, would you say much more the first one or somewhat more the first one?
Somewhat more. Yeah.
Okay. No problem, ma'am. Okay, which of these following statements comes closer to your view, even if neither is perfect? The first one says, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future, or our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which comes closest to your view, ma'am? The first, second, or third?
Second.
The second, all right. Moving on quickly, ma'am. In general, do you feel negative or positive about the following? For example, the future of the planet. Do you feel negative or positive?
About the planet?
Mm-hmm.
Could I pass? Oh, I must answer.
Yes, ma'am, you have to. Would it be negative or positive?
Positive.
Positive. What about your own future? Do you feel negative or positive?
Positive.
What about the future of the country? Do you feel negative or positive?
A positive.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. From your most recent voting experience in November 2022 election, would you say the voting is getting easier or harder for you, or has it been about the same?
I think it's getting a little tougher. Yeah.
All right. Would you say somewhat harder or much harder?
Somewhat harder.
Okay, moving on quickly, ma'am. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, I just want you to tell me the two best reasons you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You can choose up to two answers. For example, I have, I don't know enough about the candidates, or it is too difficult for me to vote, or because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, or I don't like any of the candidates, or because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, or I don't have time to vote, or racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. Any of them comes closest to your view, ma'am?
Was there one that says it's difficult to vote?
Yes, there was one that says it is too difficult for me to vote. Mm-hmm. Any other one?
There's so many, I was confused.
Oh, I also have, I can read them again. I don't know enough about the candidates, or because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, or I don't like any of the candidates, or because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, or I don't have time to vote, or racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. Any of those? Any other one?
The last one. Read that one again for me.
Because voting doesn't change things that matter to me?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, no problem. Okay, we're moving on. Well, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections now? Would you say all politicians, Republicans, racist politicians, or Democrats?
Republican and the Democrats are making it difficult, you know, with, I don't know. I'll have to pass on that one, yes. I'll have to scratch that one.
Moving on. Okay, moving on quickly, ma'am. I'm just going to read to you a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, I just want you to tell me how much you believe that each threat could happen in the country from a 0 to a 10. 10 means that you believe that a threat is a near certainty to happen. 0 means you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. I'll be very quick, ma'am. So the first one says, arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote. From a 0 to a 10, how big of a threat you think this is?
So voters standing in a long line and what? Without food and water?
Yes, arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote. From a 0 to a 10, how big of a threat you feel that is? Or do you feel it could happen?
Well, they are concerned about the voters.
Mm-hmm.
And standing in long lines to vote is very exhausting.
All right.
So,
remember,
so what you're asking is if I come and start giving all the water to the people in the line, I could get arrested? That's what you're saying?
Yes. From a 0 to a 10. 10 means that you believe that threat is very near to happen. 0 means you feel that that threat will certainly not happen. So I was asking you, sending voters to jail for minor errors or trying, I'm sorry, bear with me. Yes. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote. From a 0 to a 10, how big of a threat do you feel that is?
A five.
What about this one, ma'am? Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors from a 0 to a 10?
Errors like what? Can you specify?
Oh, no, it doesn't specify, ma'am. It just says sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
I think that was right.
Okay. What about giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech from a 0 to a 10? How much of a threat do you feel that is?
What is it? Decriminalizing?
Mm-hmm. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech from a 0 to a 10. How much of a threat do you feel that is?
Oh. Free speech, huh?
I'm sorry?
No. A five.
Moving on quickly, ma'am. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal, from a 0 to a 10, how much of a threat do you feel that this is?
Repeat that?
Yes. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal. From a 0 to a 10, how much of a threat do you feel that is?
How much of a threat To who? That's what I want to know. I'm not understanding that question.
Oh, remember, ma'am, 10 means that you believe that threat is near certainty to happen. 0 means you believe that threat will certainly not happen. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that as a threat?
I'll give that a 5 because I'm not sure. So I'll give it a 5.
No problem. What about this?
I think no man is above the law. Because when I went to apply for my citizenship, I read that.
No problem, ma'am. No problem. Thank you for your feedback. Moving on quickly. Having armed vigilance guard polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters get to vote, from a 0 to a 10, how much of a threat do you feel that is?
That's a big threat because you cannot prevent people from voting.
I'll say
a 10. That's a threat.
A 10. Okay, no problem. What about this one? Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives, from a 0 to a 10?
Yeah, that's not good. That's a 10.
Okay. What about restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters, from a 0 to a 10?
A 6.
All right. And this one, ma'am, increasing political violence in response to American elections, from a 0 to a 10?
Say that again? Sorry, no, what was wrong? Sorry,
sure. Increasing political violence in response to American elections, from a 0 to a 10?
You mean Regina, I don't know. A 5.
Okay, what about this one, man? Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns, from a 0 to a 10?
A 5.
All right, I'm moving on quickly. Thank you for your responses. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Do you feel it's a big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
A big problem.
Okay. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behaviors within the past years? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Would you say you personally experienced it or you know someone who did?
Yeah. I was wrong when it happened.
Okay, you personally experienced it. I'm going to read some statements very quickly, ma'am, about values that some people might have. Again, on a scale of a 0 to a 10, I just want you to indicate whether you agree or disagree with the statement. 10 means you strongly agree. 0 means you strongly disagree with the statement, all right? So the first one says, whatever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
An 8.
What about every American? Mm-hmm. What about every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future for our families, community, and country? From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
A 9.
What about this one? We all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all, from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay. And the last one for this section, most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families, from a 0 to a 10?
Repeat that.
Most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families, from a 0 to a 10?
A 10.
Moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. I just want you to tell me one or two of the following you believe are most effective way to make change in the issues that you care about the most. For example, I have calling, writing, emailing local politicians, voting in state or local elections, such as for governor or mayor, donating to political campaigns or organizations, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, talking to friends and family about politics, boycotting a company, signing petitions, volunteering for a local organization in my community, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, marching in a protest? Any of those?
The first one and maybe the last one.
All right, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, and the last one is marching in a protest?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, no problem. Moving on quickly. No matter how frequently you vote in
a peaceful protest, huh? A peaceful protest.
Oh, thank you for your feedback, ma'am. We're almost done. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, ma'am, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Again, on a scale of a 0 to 10, 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 0 means your vote has no power at all. From a 0 to a 10?
5.
A 5. Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. If the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or some other party?
Yeah, you asked me that before.
Yes, we're just asking you again, ma'am, after everything you heard, to see if you still think the same. Who would you vote for?
I'll vote for Biden.
Joe Biden, no problem. Moving on. Which of the following are you more concerned about? Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy, or Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health?
Trump's
criminal charges, okay? And yes. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Harris.
Kamala Harris, no problem. And moving on, ma'am, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican or Democrat or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I don't know.
I'm sorry?
Liberal.
Liberal, would that be, or conservative?
Liberal or conservative?
Or moderate.
Moderate,
no problem. And have you ever been a member of a union? Would you say yes or no?
No.
Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am. Do you currently own your home, rent it, or live with a friend or family member?
I live with a family member.
Okay. And were you born in the U.S. or in another country?
In another country.
Oh, okay. Were your parents born in the U.S. or another country?
Another country.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president?
I voted and the person won.
I'm sorry?
Do I have to answer that?
That's okay, ma'am. Moving on. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Would you say full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or student?
Temporarily employed.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And last year, 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes, ma'am? Would you say less than $25,000? 25 to 35, 35 to 45, 45?
Less than that.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me, ma'am. Thank you for your time, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.